Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trusted, AM 1400, FM 93.3, and FM 95.1. And it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors, and also RMS Bank. Amy Nord Hughes is with us here today. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
You're an author of a very, very powerful, very brave book. It's called Preyed Upon, Breaking from Therapist Abuse. And your story is incredible. Let's start with the beginning. You didn't ever set out to be a book writer.
No, it was not my plan.
No.
Never intended to be taken advantage of as an adult either.
Yeah.
But in 2013, I started seeing a counselor who was a psychiatrist and also an elder at my church and came very highly recommended.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of working with him, I never dreamed that an adult could be groomed.
Wow, that's something that I wouldn't think possible either. I mean, you're a very intelligent woman. You have degrees in psychology and criminology, and for anyone who has fallen prey to something similar to this, it doesn't matter. It can happen.
That's right. It isn't about intelligence. That's what I thought, and that's why I wrote this book, because I thought, how did this happen to me? How could I have been manipulated in such a way? But they are masterful in what they do. I had an attorney tell me that once they set their sights on you, it's over. If you weren't taken advantage of, it's because they weren't interested in pursuing you.
Oh,
and that was really healing.
Oh, my goodness.
It was really healing.
Now, this is the genesis for the book, and as a writer, I have to tell you, I was just going to read a little bit, skim here and there, and next thing you know, I'm 120 some odd pages into the book, and I'm with you each and every word, each and every description, each and every motion, emotion, encounter, the whole way. And this is a very well written book, folks. You'll find yourself right there with Amy during the entire time. And what were you really hoping that your readers would gain from this book?
I wanted them to be sitting in my shoes, watching what I was watching, experiencing what I was experiencing, so they can see how skilled these abusers are, so they could see how an adult could be tricked in the subtle ways and the methodical process that the predator uses. I wanted them to see that happening, and I needed to see that happening for myself. Mm-hmm. I needed to know what happened. And so I had to go back to the beginning, and I started noticing, you know, the red flags that I thought were only at the end really started on day one.
Now, you were told by your therapist that you had multiple personalities, yet you didn't. And how did that get through the gate?
I know, and that's a little awkward, but he put it on such a spiritual level that it wasn't so much, you know, I learned about multiple personalities in school, and I know that I don't morph into different personalities, but he more made it seem like, I don't know, he put it on a spiritual realm that you really couldn't pinpoint, as if we all could have this condition, and I know it was a lot for me to swallow, but it was kind of like I was desperate for the help. He came highly recommended. I trusted my pastor. My pastor trusted him. And I just thought, Amy, will it kill you to give him a shot? Will it kill you to try? The therapy was very spiritual based. And I was a new believer and vulnerable and naive in that area. And he was a Christian leader. So I just sort of took it with a grain of salt and went with it.
Wow.
If that makes sense.
That is something else. Now, where was God? You talk about this being a spiritual type of relationship with your therapist. Where was God during the abuse, you think?
Well, I know now he was there all along. When it got dangerous, he was calling to me to get out. He was sending me messages through books. He was showing me adultery in the Bible. But I was saying, but God, I'm not committing adultery. I'm not doing anything wrong. But he knew what was coming, and he knew that what the doctor was doing was wrong. And in fact, when that no longer worked, he had a friend loan me a book. I started reading it, And it was somebody I didn't really know. An acquaintance loaned me a book. I started reading it, and like on chapter two, there was the word adultery again. So I thought, okay, no more reading. And then he sent messages through other people. One of the messages I got from him towards the end was a friend said in a church group, it doesn't matter if I was wondering if I was doing something wrong. And that's what I kept praying about. And the friend said, it doesn't matter if what you're doing is right or wrong. If it's messing with your relationship with God, it's wrong. And I knew that it was messing with my relationship with God. I couldn't even read the Bible anymore. And then at the very end, when I was feeling too guilty to turn the doctor in, because I felt like after all he'd done for me, how can I turn him in? Mm-hmm. How can I betray him? God told me, Amy, he's not your problem to fix. And that was one of the last straws.
And this is where you began your reconciliation with God again, right after that break, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How hard was that?
Oh, it was really hard. I knew I had to forgive the abuser, and I didn't know how I was going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But God helped me with that as well. And really, one of the biggest gifts was, even though this experience destroyed me, destroyed my family, my marriage, God used it to rebuild something more beautiful than what we had before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is tremendous. Now, in the end, what happened to your abuser? Did your abuser go to prison?
No. He should have. I looked into pursuing criminal charges, but I was told by several attorneys that it would be brutal for myself and for my family, and he would likely walk.
Mm-hmm.
So what was suggested to me was filing a civil suit, and that's what I did. And I was successful, although that took 3 years and was really hard to go through. I also went to the medical board, and the medical board took his license permanently in my state.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Amy, your book is Preyed Upon, Breaking Free from Therapist Abuse. We were talking about this prior to coming on the air. I had heard a story here or there that things like this may take place. I wasn't aware of the frequency until you told me.
Yeah, I'm right with you. It is very common, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to learn of other victims after I got out just from my own abuser. And there's so many that just don't come forward.
Yes.
That's what's really sad, is that there's probably more that don't speak up than that do. So there's probably more than we realize.
How can people get a hold of your book?
If they would go to my website, which is www.amynordhues.com, which is AmyNordHues.
Mm-hmm.
And halfway through the page, it says to stay connected, sign up here. If they would sign up to follow my email newsletter, that's how they can get the information. My ebook is for sale on Amazon and wherever else ebooks are sold.
Sure.
My paperback is on pre-order on my website and will be out in the next few weeks.
Very good, because there are a lot of people who are looking for a little direction, and they need to know they're not alone.
Yes.
And I know you must have felt so alone.
Totally alone, like I was the only one on the planet that this had ever happened to.
I'm going to ask you a very tender question here. Did the thought of ending your life ever cross your mind?
Yeah. I felt, when I first got out, like it was the only option.
Oh, my.
Because who was going to believe me? You know, I thought, my husband won't believe, he won't understand. I don't even understand why I did this and why I couldn't leave, why I couldn't get out sooner. I thought I'd lose everything, my family, my friends, my church, my life. And I had so much shame that it was hard to just even exist inside myself. And I think that's why it's the shame that makes you feel so suicidal, because you just can't forgive yourself. But God can. And, you know, what I did was I wrote love letters from God to myself over and over and over in the form of poetry, just because I like to write, until his words sunk in. And eventually they did. And I don't feel any shame at all now. And I know it wasn't my fault now.
Mm-hmm.
But that is hard to overcome.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is just incredible. And again, the book is called Preyed Upon, breaking free from therapist abuse, and it is something that is, if you think that you're in a situation where you have the slightest suspicion things aren't going right, get out.
Yeah, or tell someone who, you know, may have more self-worth or more knowledge than you do, mm-hmm. can help you see it for what it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about your education. Now, you studied psychology, you studied criminology. When you saw the red flags at the end, were these things that maybe popped up from your coursework that said, oh my, or was this something more internal, more from the heart and the spirit, or a little bit of both?
Well, you know, what's kind of sad is that I saw him 7 years prior, mm-hmm. and I knew something was up, and I left. Mm-hmm. But 7 years passed, and I was now a believer, and he was a church elder, and and so many people raved about him and trusted him, mm-hmm. that I threw away my own judgment for other people's. I didn't have the self-worth to say, you know, your opinion is strong enough to be enough. And so I went back. And so to answer your question, I did notice all the red flags, but I would always tie them back to, well, maybe it was something about me, something that I did or said, mm-hmm. that caused it. Like, and he was very skillful at tying those together, yeah. and making me think that maybe it was my idea. Mm. Like, he came over to me in the session, I was crying, and he came and sat closer to me, and I liked that. It was comforting. And then when I wanted him to sit close to me, I felt like, well, that was my fault, but I didn't initiate that. Mm-hmm. I never asked that from the beginning, but he had a way of doing that made me think it was my idea. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It does. It's a manipulation 101.
Yeah, or maybe I don't know. It yeah. just always seemed to be my fault somehow.
What would you say to young people who may have not have had an experience like yours, but they are feeling self-doubt, they're feeling a lack of confidence, they're feeling like their opinion shouldn't account and the opinions of others should overrule them? What advice would you give young people in this situation so that they don't walk into a situation like that?
Yeah, and that is very hard because you think an adult wouldn't be wrong, a pastor wouldn't be wrong. Would they? How could a doctor be wrong and I be right? Trust your intuition. Listen to it. It is just, you know, a gift that we have. And if you're doubting it, as I was, go to someone and tell them. And if they minimize it, go to somebody else and then go to somebody else. Because I went to somebody at first who downplayed it and kind of blew it off, didn't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I've later spoke to other friends that said, Amy, if you had told me that, you would have never gone back. So you've got to keep going because you might end up talking to somebody who also has low self-esteem and a history of abuse and might not see the same red flags or might minimize the same things you would.
Amy, let's go to your website once again for folks who want to know more about you and more about your book.
Okay. You want me to read it? www.amynordhughes.com. AmyNordHues.
And folks, you need to know that Amy is more than an author. She's a mom, she's a wife, she's a speaker, and she's now an advocate. She can help you find your strength.
Yes, you can contact me. I will email you back. And I have resources on my site also for victims.
Thank you very much. I know that this took a great deal to get here, and I really want to thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Community Connection.